Pauline, you're at Navy, your senior year. Did your career almost get cut short? You got a pretty bad injury your senior year.
Yeah, I broke my ankle my senior year at the academy, and actually redshirted. I was probably one of the first people who redshirted from the Naval Academy, and you know, it was a blessing and a curse, because that meant I had to go through a whole nother year at the academy, which, you know, that is not a great college experience. But to be able to play with those guys and everything one more year and do a lot of the good things that I got a chance to do, and then be picked up by the Raiders, that was probably the best part of it.
But that was tricky when you were picked up by the Raiders, because when you're in the Naval Academy, don't you have service time?
That's right.
And lo and behold, they stationed you where?
I'm stationed in Long Beach.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
How did that
it's
happen?
It's amazing how they got that shipyard there.
That is amazing. So then you were, because you have to serve, but then what? You were a recruiter at the time, right?
At the time, I was actually on board a ship called the USS Peleliu, and I would come into work early, and then I would leave at lunchtime just in time to catch the last half of the Raider practice. Stayed afterwards, watched film that I missed. I guess Coach Flores used to shine that laser light in my eyes all the time, because I used to fall asleep watching films. And then every fourth day, I had to go back to the ship and stand duty.
Was that difficult? Was it tough for Al Davis to say, hey, come on, we got to, you know, go back and forth? Or was he, because he had an affinity for the academies, correct?
Yes. You know what? He was fantastic in that, you know, they made all the arrangements so that I could do it, and you know, they just counted on me, and I had a great desire to play for the Raiders. And you know, when you got that desire, you know, you'll do anything. And so and my wife drove me up there. I slept in the car driving from Long Beach to El Segundo, and had a great fullback, Frank Hawkins, who he would tell me, hey, now go this way, follow me. You know, so it was great that way. And so it was a good experience. Then they switched my duty stations. They sent me up to Alameda. So we weren't there then.
I'll be darned. How did that happen? How common is it to get that type of a transfer?
Yeah.
Say that into the microphone.
But and then I served four more years on board a nuclear guided missile cruiser out in Alameda, and then after that left, and the Raiders picked me back up, and been very blessed.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Not so bad. Was it tough when you had to leave and come back? Was it hard on your body to come back, because you had to miss some time?
It was very tough, you know. And you know, I'm used to running the ball. You know, when I got back, you know, I had to do a lot of the dirty jobs, you know, playing special teams, and I think I was on all the special teams. But you know, whatever it took to make the team and get the team to win.
All right, this is where we're going to get into some Al Davis stuff for all these guys, including as a fan. Your thoughts of Al Davis, or your remembrances, just as a Raider fan. What do you think of when you think of Al Davis?
Well, all the praises from the beginning, commitment to excellence, just win, baby. You know, that's all Al. Putting together the bruising teams of the 70s and 80s that everybody was afraid of, that everybody's been talking about up here. You know, Al Davis, you know, John Madden, he picked all these people pretty much single-handedly, and yeah, pretty much just give us what we know as Raider football.
Innovator, ahead of his time, picking talent.
Oh, I think he's incredible innovator. Just the idea of, you know, going out there and having the game won before you touch anybody. You know, that's how it was.
That is. Now, as a player, Derek, what was that like? Al Davis walking the field, talking to you guys, giving you tips. What was it like to be around him?
Well, a couple of things. One, it was great playing for Al, but I remember in particular 1983 after Al and I had a fight. And I decided I wasn't going to play with the Raiders anymore. And so I would come to practice every day, and I'd sit on my helmet. And so he'd walk by and says, hey, kid, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm doing great. He said, excuse me, you're goddamn right you're doing great. You're sitting over there, not doing a damn thing and getting paid for it. I said, well, it's by your own accord, AD. But I really, really enjoyed the experience of playing for Al Davis. And interestingly enough, with my organization, being an athletic director, I run my organization very similar to what the Raiders did at that time. I mean, I was so impacted by it because it's a family deal. And the thing about when we have these reunions is nothing like when I get an opportunity to come back and be with Otis and to be with McCallum. Because Otis was, as we called him back in 1978, the Godfather. That was my rookie season, and Lindsey Mason, a big tackle, my roommate. My other roommate was Joe Stewart. And every Friday after practice, we would go to Trunk's house. And there was Lady Esther's, and then there was Mr. Trunk. And so those were the two things that we did on Fridays. But it was just an incredible opportunity to play for Al. And I understand that whole thing, just win, baby. It's a lot more than that. That's just a cute slope.
Otis, what about you? Your thoughts when you think of Al Davis and what he meant to the Raiders and to you?
Well, I don't know where you're coming from because I don't know Al Davis. I know Mr. Davis.
That's interesting.
But the thing about it is the Raiders, he's one of the toughest owners you want to meet. And I mean, I used to love Mr. Davis for one reason. I don't care if you're gone for 5 years, 10 years, or whatever. When you walk back into Oakland and you see him, he want to know how you're doing. Are you doing all right? Do you need anything? And I'll tell you, I don't think he let one player down that played for the Raiders when he was alive.